Leaders.
Abortion in America. Revolt of the reasonable. Meet the most dynamic new movement in American politics.
About 10,000 women eligible to vote in this November's elections were born before women got the right to vote. In the century since then, American women have steadily accumulated rights. In the 1960s, the contraceptive pill let women choose how many children they had. In the 1970s, no-fault divorce laws and Roe v. Wade gave women more choices that had been denied to their mothers. This progress seemed irreversible and was often taken for granted. Then, 2 years ago, the Supreme Court overturned Roe, throwing the question of allowing or disallowing abortion back to the states. It turns out that rights can be taken away, too. A third of American women aged 15 to 49 now live in states where abortion is either illegal or impossibly restricted. Some states have passed statutes so severe and vaguely drafted that doctors fear they may be forced to choose between saving a patient's life, in the case of a dangerous miscarriage or complicated pregnancy, and breaking the law. Yet gloomy as this reversal seems, it has also given rise to America's most dynamic new political movement, a revolt of millions of Americans who think government has little business inserting itself into private decisions. For many women, that movement will restore or fortify the freedom to choose. It could also, perhaps, sway the presidential election. Dobbs, the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe, has been an own goal for the anti-abortion movement. Surprisingly, the number of abortions has risen slightly since it was announced. Though some states promptly banned the procedure, others made it easier to obtain. Also, the federal drug regulator has allowed abortifacient pills to be prescribed by mail, giving millions of women, including some in anti-abortion states, easier access to early-term abortions than they had before. However, for millions of other women, getting a legal termination has become much harder. The result of the court's decision, then, has been to assign people more or less choice depending on where they live. Outrage has given rise to a grassroots political movement. It involves more Americans than any such uprising since Black Lives Matter in 2020 or the Tea Party more than a decade ago. However, it is better organized and has clearer goals. Its foot soldiers carry clipboards. Tens of thousands of volunteers have gathered millions of signatures to put abortion rules to state referendums. The movement has already had success in some surprising places, such as Ohio and Kansas. As many as 16 states could hold abortion referendums on the same day Americans will pick their next president. Only 24 of the 50 states allow citizen-led ballot initiatives, so the patchwork of state campaigns is a poor substitute for a federal law. But by the end of 2024, if all the initiatives make it onto a ballot, most American women of reproductive age will have had a chance to vote on abortion since Dobbs. Florida is crucial. It is the third most populous state, and until a strict ban came into force in May, it was a place to which many women came from other states to seek terminations, since the procedure is illegal and sure to remain so in much of the South. If the pro-choice movement's only effect was on American women's health, it would be worth taking seriously. If it also helps President Joe Biden win re-election, it will have global consequences. Could the backlash against Dobbs keep the man whose judicial appointments made it possible, Donald Trump, out of the White House? Maybe. Few voters are enthusiastic about Mr. Biden. A mass movement in support of a goal his party shares ought to boost the turnout of Democrats. Abortion referendums in Arizona and Nevada, two swing states, could spur marginal centrist and left-leaning voters to make their way to a polling station. Many Americans believe the economy is weaker than it is and also blame the president for high prices, so giving them an alternative reason to show up to vote is helpful. In a tight race, even a modest boost could be decisive, and abortion seems likely to help the Biden campaign more than it harms it. Yet the odds are still that it won't be enough. If pro-choice referendums pass, it will often be because pro-choice Republicans, a group whose opinions get squashed in their own party, showed up to back them. Most will vote for legal abortion and for Mr. Trump. Polls say that Mr. Biden is losing in the swing states. That suggests voters can separate their views on abortion from their party preference. If overall turnout is high, abortion will matter less because the enthusiasm of pro-choice voters will be drowned out. If turnout is low, they will count for more, benefiting Mr. Biden. For most of the world, the election is what matters. Billions are bracing for another 4 years of Trumpian fireworks. But for Americans, it should be heartening that the pro-choice movement is tackling a central failure of American politics. On many issues, especially those related to the culture wars, American attitudes are little different from those in other rich democracies. But federal lawmakers do a lousy job of reflecting them. Most Americans want abortion to be legal early in a pregnancy, but illegal later on. Yet extremist minorities in Congress block compromise of this sort. So even if Democrats were to win the presidency and both chambers of Congress in November, which is unlikely, they would still be unable to pass a national abortion law that aligns with public opinion. This dynamic also explains why it took until 2 years ago to pass a federal gay marriage law, a decade after Britain and France had done so, and also why states are going their own way on marijuana legalization while Congress dithers. Thus, this new movement shows a different side of American politics. It is not made up of keyboard warriors vying for attention online, but of people giving up their weekends and evenings to try to persuade their neighbours of an idea they hold deeply. It is participatory and local, the kind of thing that de Tocqueville raved about after visiting the country back in 1831. It is how democracy in America is supposed to work.